told us that it wasn't your responsibility. I want to know what's going to happen to that road. How are you going to bring the equipment in to do all this work from a driveway?
Mr. Lucas, this is her house, so she's right at the, that's correct, right, ma'am?
Correct.
Yeah. So she's right at the intersection of the right-of-way in Portland.
Yep. And every time a truck makes a left out of the driveway, it runs right almost to the front of my front door. And it can make a right, but it's very narrow. The property on the left is part of my property. I would like to see that evaluated and discussed further, because I can't imagine all the work that's being proposed coming down that little driveway.
Well, it's my opinion that that it could be done, and most likely if the equipment wasn't brought in by barge, that they would come from Portland Avenue, they'd be traveling south, they'd make a left in and a right out. I don't see any reason why they'd be trying to make a left out, which I can see is probably when the garbage trucks probably goes.
It doesn't matter in or out. Can you put a restriction on the weight of the equipment that's going to be coming down that driveway? That's a private driveway. It's not a private driveway, but it's very limited, the amount of traffic that goes up and down it. And if you destroy that driveway and road, will you repave it?
We would have to post a performance bond to protect those type of issues, and together with a maintenance bond after construction is all done, to ensure that there's no damage to the right of way.
And how about my property?
And we're not. Someone cannot destroy your property, ma'am. If someone destroys your property, then you have a remedy.
What's going to stop them from destroying my property? There's no barrier. There's no fence. There's no nothing.
People shouldn't destroy other people's property.
That's the
law.
Going down the driveway is not going to be easy.
What we can do is, prior to construction, what we could do is we could delineate the limits of the right of way with snow fencing.
We could have a visual barrier. I think we could have
pretty much prepare a soil layers and sediment control construction plan.
We could meet with Mr. Keady, have a pre-construction meeting, so we're not going to impact the neighbors in any respect as to access on this on the unnamed right of way. We may bring in some equipment by barge.
And can you add a note to the plans,
certainly,
indicating that any pavement or curving or
any damage that's done can be repaired?
That are damaged that would need repair.
Sure.
And I question the board. Do you think that simple driveway, which is the only way in and out, is adequate for this massive project that's going to be going on?
It's number one. I wouldn't characterize it as a massive project. There's only one house.
You're talking about sewers and cranes and electric and lights. That's a big project.
There's only one house would be a one residential home would be built. I don't think I could characterize it as a massive project. However, I do agree that there will be construction, and there will have to be safeguards in place to protect against damage to other property owners.
I'd like to have it reevaluated, the access to these properties, before anybody goes further.
Reevaluated how?
In the sense of the impact it's going to have on the houses, that this equipment is going to be coming down that silly little driveway that's only access to all of that.
So we're going to have a pre-construction meeting, I suggested, with the engineer. That at that time would be evaluated.
Once there's a specific home proposed,
right,
specific contractor,
time
hired,
this
is the time of the.
We have no idea when this home would be built. So we could very well bring in some heavy equipment by barge. So there's ways of doing it that will not disturb our neighbors. We don't want to disturb our neighbors.
Well, I would just like a better evaluation than what we're talking about here, because it doesn't seem feasible to me whatsoever.
Well, that's more construction than zoning and planning in terms of damage to properties and things of that nature. That's typically done at a pre-construction meeting.
And what is that?
That would be at the time building permits would be taken out for construction of a home. Before you start any construction, you can make it a condition of resolution that there be a pre-construction meeting with the...
Seems like after the fact to me.
Let him finish.
Well, there's no construction going to happen tomorrow. I mean, it's, you don't really know.
I know that driveway's not going to get any bigger.
No, all right. I'm just trying to answer your question as best I can.
If you were to not do this subdivision with the way the lots are currently, would you be able to build on any or all of them?
There's lots. Well, those lots are oversized. I mean, we have the square footage of lots, yes. And I can understand Slade's concern. But again, I think if it's done the proper sequence with the proper professionals to guard against any damage to our house, that's the way it's typically done. The appropriate bonds are placed to protect in that respect for damage. And that's every construction job you're going to have throughout the country. I mean, construction is temporary. It's inconvenient to people. We understand that.
You try
and make it as easy as possible on people by good planning.
Yeah, and I agree with your agreeing to all those safeguards, but I guess the point I was going to make is that it's a separate issue almost from this subdivision, because if the way the lots are currently, you could build one house or two houses or three houses, that could happen anyway at any time.
Exactly.
In fact, your proposal makes if I'm understanding correctly, makes it so that only one property could be built, whereas now multiple properties could be built.
Yeah, so there's a potential.
It's Mr. Palumpas, right?
Plucks
has a legitimate concern that needs to be addressed at the time construction gets is ready to go with the construction meeting, and you know, certainly the architect and the construction people will be, you know, as they plan that, we're actually making the likelihood of her inconvenience multiple times less so now.
It's, and certainly I have no objection to this lady being, or the neighbors being invited to a pre-construction meeting for their input. Because they already live there, they know all the problems more than anybody. So, I mean, yeah, it's going to be inconvenient, I understand that, but it's construction, it'll last so many months and it'll be over and it'll be done.
I'm worried about the long term though. I mean, if it's developed to that point, and can fire engines and safety stuff, and
that would all be part of, as I understand it, the permit process for an actual construction permit. The fire department would have to sign off on it. That's beyond the scope of this board's jurisdiction.
Okay. I do want to ask you about that, though. Is there water service in the right-of-way now? With any fire hydrants in there?
There's obviously water in the right of way. I don't believe so.
Okay.
This is another area. New Jersey American Water is not quite sure where their facilities are.
But they don't have any hydrants in there at all.
Not that I'm aware of.
There's nothing down here. Yeah.
The house is served by the houses that exist there.
Yeah. How are they served? The top of the street.
They're served by municipal water, not well.
No.
So there's a water line going down.
There's a water line important somewhere, and service lines.
Yeah, those existing homes there on both sides of the unnamed right of way are served by water company.
And is this driveway that we're creating along this right of way, is it too steep for emergency services?
We haven't received any review memos, to my knowledge.
They receive a packet every month.
Mr. Chairman, I also defer to the fire official for their review. So it's another trigger to
subject
kind of
to
get that report out of them.
Okay. So.
Yeah, but that would be at the time that they're looking for construction permits, not redrawing.
Condition of approval.
They may ask for a hydrant down there.
Any other questions? Any other questions from anybody else?
Yes, please.
address, please?
Address 7484 Portland Road, Block 3, Lot 4.
Thank you.
My question is regarding the right-of-way, and we brought up about proposing possibly to vacate that. I would be against that as a homeowner along the right-of-way. I use that right-of-way often. You know, I have small children. You know, it's a little rough to get down there, but it's still
a pathway down
nice
to the water.
To go to the water line, you know, I have my neighbors that are down there. I meet them on the beach. So I know they're not proposing to vacate. So
we shouldn't suggest that.
Yes,
anyway.
That's right. if at all, I think that should remain. And it is a public right-of-way.
Yes.
And I was under the impression also that the homes along this right-of-way had deeded rights to that also, to access the water.
I've looked at some deeds. I didn't see that.
Yeah,
but
I
it's a public right-of-way, so
yeah,
it really doesn't make any difference.
It was still sale in 1925. That spoke of this particular lot. He said that all the homes in that are to, you know, have access to the beach.
Well, maybe that's how that right-of-way got its original shape somehow or something.
That's why you have that little thing going down to the water there.
Yeah.
It's an extension
document on that. That shows. So, I mean, that was my concern, that the homes within here, I think, should remain with access to it.
Well, actually, anybody in the public has it.
And anyone in the public, absolutely. There's people that come by, go down there. It's a nice little area down there.
Okay.
And,
I've been to Oregon.
You mentioned stormwater.
Many years ago.
Also, and the last time
probably
you proposed, they indicated that would be their issue for stormwater, that nothing would flow into other properties. So that was actually, I hear that brought up.
It looks like it drains right out to the river.
Right.
You have a leg up on us on that one.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Anybody else?
Scott Byne, 100 Portland. I just have one question. If the merging of the tan and the green lots, if that affects the size or the character of structures that can be built on the green lot in the future?
It would have to. The green lot is oversized. It's 30,000 square feet. It's approximately two times the zoning requirement. However, you would have to call for a subdivision. There are steep slopes. There would also be an NJDEP approval.
I think the gentleman's suggesting whether the house could be made built or bigger.
No, I think he's talking about tore down and
rebuilt
lots.
Expanded or added
exactly.
To.
If it opens up that lot to any kind of.
You could knock it down, I suspect, and if you need a variance for positioning it somewhere on a lot, you'd have to go to the zoning board and get a variance. But it's an oversized lot. Like anything else, someday someone could decide to build a new house there, knock it down.
But as far as like how many houses go on there or something?
Just concerned about a subdivision. No, not with the slopes and not with the NJDEP.
You might want to add the building setback lines on your exhibit on sheet 3 or 4, the lot dimensions exhibit.
Marty, do you also have the potential for a merger already by operation of all of the tan lot into the green? Common ownership undersized lot? If the tan lot is undersized, wouldn't that be merged in?
It's
some reason it wasn't.
By operation of law, not necessarily.
Yeah, under zoning, law. Yeah.
Yeah.
The
yeah, under zoning.
That lot 16 is also identified as 15 and 17.
It's all one, though, right now, isn't it? For purpose of utilization. So,
yeah.
You're right.
Yeah, so the addition of the tan lot to the green lot, even if we didn't have this application before us, by operation of law under the merger doctrine, if you own contiguous lots and one is undersized, it's going to merge into the other lot. Because that lot, you can't develop it. So it becomes a parcel of the other one. So.
Any other questions? from the public? Any specific comments from the public with regard to this application?
Actually, just one thing. My name is Mary Jane.
Are you going to make a comment? If you're going to make a reason I'm asking, if you're going to ask a question, you don't have to be sworn as a witness. If you're going to make a comment, you have to be sworn first. That's all it is.
You just make a decision.
If you're going to, you know what, let's get you sworn in. Please raise your right hand. Because you're going to make a comment, right? Or you're going to, what's your name?
Yes, so this happened when I went to my tax appeal. Suddenly, statements weren't allowed, only questions were.
No, you're going to do either one. I'm giving you the option, but I want to get you sworn in first. You solemnly swear a testimony about to give me the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Yes.
Please state your name for the record and spell it and give us your address. Thank you.
I'm just happy to hear that actually you have some respect for Ms. Balakas's concern, because I live next door to her and I can see why she'd be concerned. I also wondered about how this was going to work because the driveway is so small and because we all did really have to chip in to have it paved. And if it goes back into terrible condition, it's going to be very, very sad for us all to pay $1,000 each to make it a nice road. It isn't really, and we keep talking about it as a road. It's really not a road. If one car goes into it, another car isn't coming out until that other car moves. We're not talking here where people can pass on that road. It's like a long driveway. And I'm actually happy to hear that you're all so open to hearing about our concerns. That hasn't always been my experience here at meetings. But it really is a valid point, and I commend you for considering it.
Thank you. Okay. Any other comments? Yes, ma'am. Wait, no.
I don't understand a lot of the variances with the square feet. That doesn't even concern me. But these two, I don't understand, and I was hoping you could clarify. Applicant is also requesting a variance or waiver for non-compliance with right-of-way construction pursuant to the borough development standards. You're talking about access to the river?
No, we were just, what we spent most of our discussion tonight on was the right-of-way, the improvements to the unnamed right-of-way.
The driveway.
I apologize. And I can understand how you would refer to it as a driveway, but I'm making a legal distinction between a municipal right-of-way and a private driveway.
Right. So what does this non-compliance mean?
They actually did explain that. The ordinance has requirements, and the residential site improvement standards have requirements for a minimum right-of-way width and a minimum cartway or driveway or paved width of the right-of-way. But they have an existing condition that is narrower than the requirements of the ordinance and the requirements of the residential site improvement standards.
And their
relief that they're requesting is to leave it as is so that it's not being made wider, because there's physically restrictions about making it wider. Right.
What about the applicant also seeks any and all variances or design waivers which may be necessary to accommodate the application as filed or revised? Explain.
That is something that lawyers do, that Mr. Serpico would recommend that an applicant do when he files an application in the event the board determines that there's other relief necessary in the course of the hearing.
Right.
Sometimes when an application is being presented, in the beginning they can't see the forest through the trees, or they only see some of the forest when there's really more there. And then all of a sudden you realize, we need a waiver or a variance because we missed this 2-foot variance or whatever on the side. So if it pops up during the hearing, this way they've noticed for any conditions that may come to the surface.
You know, the law doesn't say your notice has to be really detailed, as long as the public is aware generally of what's happening. But in order to comply with the notice requirements, that catch-all is put in all notices
in all hearings that I've done for the last
and
long time.
Yeah, and nothing of that nature has surfaced different. Ordinance here as well.
There's nothing out of the ordinary. It's a common practice.
May I make a comment?
If you don't sure.
No, he lives. We'll stand up, Phil. Explain.
If you want to make a comment, we've got to get you sworn in, that's all. Please raise your right hand. Someone swear the testimony about to give you the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Please state your name for the record.
Bill
and your
Jeremita.
Please spell your name.
A-I-A-R-A-M-I-T-A.
And your address, please.
88 Fulton Road.
Thank you.
I'm concerned about what my neighbors were saying, and I just want to tell them that we're not here to hurt anybody, number one. Secondly, if we're going to put houses here, they're going to be over $2 million homes. In that case, we want to make that driveway look beautiful. And we're going to spend a lot of money on that driveway, and we're probably going to pay for the whole thing ourselves. But if that main part is coming into a $2 million home, and you've got a driveway that looks like that, we're not very proud of that. And I know the way they feel. The only thing we can do is, when we do have the trucks coming in, we will do whatever they want to make it happy. If we have to bring them in by barges, the big equipment, we'll do it. But this property we've had, this is my great-grandfather's property. We've been here. A lot of you know my family. We've been in this town since 1945. We bought this property. We had a wholesale grocery store on Bay Avenue. We own now Pine Manor on Portland Road. It's my father and myself. And we love filings.
But your access is still limited.
We can't have that.
Yes.
No. Don't get Andrew.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, we can't.
You're not up.
I'm sorry.
That's all right. We'll
give
you a chance.
I'm sorry.
We're stuck with this road and this driveway the way it is. And it's not even our driveway. It's the town's, really. And nobody seems to take claim to it, so we've got to pave it. We all stuck together and did it. And we're going to be the same with this, too. We're going to stick together and make this place right. And believe me when I tell you, if you're next to a $2.5 million home, your house is going to be worth a hell of a lot
That's
more.
That's meaningless to me. I'm worried about safety, and I'm worried
about...
Miss... You just have to wait your turn. You get your turn, you just have to wait.
That's really all I have to say. I just want to say that we're trying our best to make everybody happy, and we will make everybody happy. I hope you understand that. Thank you.
Okay.
And if you want to buy
now,
my house,
wait.
Okay.
Now, again.
Yes.
Yeah, and just state your name so that we have it on the radio.
Right.
Okay.
And if you want to buy my house, the assessed value,
that's,
and make a big enough
I think
whatever.
We've had enough.
Okay, I'm sorry, that you
that
discuss
doesn't
it.
Go.
That doesn't go here. You can discuss that out in the hall. Or over a cup of coffee.
But I think the access would be sufficient if my house wasn't there.
Okay.
Okay.
It's true.
Mr. Chairman, I'm not going to sum up. I'll submit.
Is there any more questions or comments from anybody from the audience? Now, seeing none, I'm going to close the public portion, and now we'll have summation. And,
I'll submit, Mr. Chairman. I'm not going to labor you with any more verbose comments from a lawyer.
Any other discussion from the board?
I'm interested in the fire department may get back with some bad news, with regard to access and their concerns about the width of the cartway and so forth.
Right.
And I think maybe the board should retain that jurisdiction to have that information presented to them,
we have no choice.
As opposed to put yet another thing on Rob Keedy's plate to have to make a decision.
I agree. I think that there were enough things outstanding.
I think that the sewer system, if that could be located, so we know if there are easements that are required. We should get that one, I think. Get the report from the fire department, because I'm confident that they're going to want many things, and these are things that would go on the site plan. And I don't know who rules in this. Does the fire department overrule NJDEP? They're going to build structures down there, and they don't have adequate access.
Well, you can see right there some room for some healthy debate between the applicant and the fire department. If the fire official wants something wider than they're able to get permitted, then there's going to be up to them to
exactly. So I think it's
keep our fire official happy. Emergency services happy. So you're asking or suggesting that we
get that feedback from the
right and to address as many of the comments
fire official
T&M has put in this thing in the document that the board could then review without other information.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Okay.
I don't see that creates much of a burden on the applicant either to do it that way. Not like they're looking for improvement of, you know, construction plans right now anyway. I think overall, sounds like we're inclined to go with this if those things work out. But I think it does make sense to make sure that they do, from the geotechnical to the fire to the sewer. And I think those were the three big issues. Okay.
Just thinking if there's a way to deal with it as a condition of an approval if we were to vote on something tonight, or if it's better to
I'd like to
carry it and have them supply the information.
I think you're suggesting that we carry it, weren't you?
That's
right. Yeah.
Okay. It's the board's prerogative. It's your choice.
And it sounds like that's the consensus of the board
I agree.
Suggest that. To
carry it. I think it'd be better for everybody all the way around.
To do it right.
Yeah.
Okay. So if there's one thing or the other thing, but we have three significant things.
And I think we're putting, too much of a responsibility on the board engineer to make him the arbiter of all of the comments in his letter.
Right. All the way through construction and handling the pre-con meeting with the neighbors. And
right.
Okay.
We need a motion
to carry it to
November 10th.
I would say carry it to your next meeting. I'm already tied up on November 10th. I will not be here.
December?
I don't have a calendar.
And I think with the work that has to be done anyway,
2 months by two.
Yeah, the board probably would be able to get in. Maybe would, but I can't be here. I'm already submitted.
December
8th
is the
second Thursday.
December 8th?
Yeah, second Thursday.
All right, so can someone offer a motion to carry this to the December 8th meeting with no further public notice?
I'll do that.
Offered by Mr. Mullen.
I'll second it.
Seconded by Mr. Schulner.
Any discussion on that motion?
None.
Well, I guess the purpose of carrying it is to give the applicant time to prepare their geotechnical evaluation, to search for and find the sewer line and make sure that the sewer line makes it to the map and any easements that go with it.
Who can we contact in town on fire issues?
Dave
and
Parker.
And the fire official.
What about the
fire? He has your plans, too. He gets copies.
Yeah.
What about the geotech?
Yeah, I mentioned the geotech first. Yes.
Engineer.
And to discuss or do what you can to address the comments.
Yes, engineers. Which revisions do you want to Walter's plans? Do you want them all done reflecting Rob Keating's concerns entirely, or you want to just those three things and see where we are?
I would say at least that, yes.
Yeah.
Go through the letter
and address as many as you can between now. Wouldn't it be conditioned on submission of plans with all that in there anyway?
Yeah, sure.
So whatever you can get done, they'll minimize the conditions.
Let's
address them this way.
Let's try to give an approval without any conditions.
Well, that would be great.
Yeah. We'll clean up
as
best we can.
So far, we only got three. We told them to fix those three, right?
Yeah. Okay, so we have a motion. We have a discussion. Any revised plans and reports, I think you just mentioned, will be submitted at least 10 days prior to. And they'll be on record for public inspection at that.
No further notice necessary?
Correct.
And any other discussion on the motion? No? Roll call?
Mr. Mullen?
Yes.
Mr. Schulner?
Yes.
Ms. Peterson?
Yes.
Ms. Ruby?
Yes.
Mr. Gallagher?
Yes.
Mr. Stockton?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Okay.
Thank you for your time.
Members of the vote, you don't get any more notices in the mail. There won't be any more notices in the newspaper. So just know that on December the 8th?
December 8th.
December 8th at 7:30 p.m., this application will be on again.
And is there any issue with regard to the need for extension of time?
I'll extend through December 31st, 2011.
That's right.
And I want to understand that you're going to address the access, limited access to the area at that time?
Both.
Is it going to be reevaluated, or?
The fire department's going to weigh in.
What we're asking for is exactly that, to get this input from our fire official about that. And you're welcome to come back and to the continuation of the meeting.
Thanks so
much. Okay.
Take care, Marty.
Good night.
Thank you.
We'll give them just a quick minute to clear out. Remember to bring your plans back with you to the December 8th meeting. And yes. Next thing on the agenda, we jump down to item 11, which is approval of our minutes from the September 8th meeting.
I have two minor corrections on page 1.
Let me get them, Mr. Mullen, please. Go ahead.
At the second thing is Scaturo hearing, the present Martin Truscott, Esquire, that's actually Martin McMahon.
Thank you.
Okay.
Good catch, Peter.
And on page 2, it's a minor one. It says town down instead of downtown.
Page 2?
Page 2, bottom of the
downtown.
Middle of the bottom paragraph.
Town down, okay.
He dotted his I, now he crossed his T.
Okay, as we have a motion to approve the minutes as amended.
I'll make the motion.
Offered by Mr. Schallner.
Second.
Second.
Second by Mr. Mullen.
Any discussion? No. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? None. Minutes are approved. Okay. Next item on the agenda are communications and vouchers, and I think it was pretty late, but in your packets you did get a letter from... copy of a certification letter from the Freehold Soil Conservation District with regard to some improvements along reconstruction of Bay Avenue, and you did get your monthly handout of the New Jersey Planner document. It's always good reading. With that mentioned and out of the way, next item on the agenda is a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Offered by Mr. Gallagher.
Second.
Second by Mr. Schallner.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? None. Meeting is adjourned.